From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The investment in South Arkansas by one of China's largest private companies is considered a win by state economic development officials, but others have concerns about the implications of the country's manufacturing practices. Renaud Angeron of China Manufacturing Consultants advises manufacturers in that country. KUAR's Karen Trico Stewart spoke to him by Skype following Sun Paper's announcement to build a bioproducts mill near Arkadelphia.
In your opinion, what might be some potential struggles with regard to Chinese manufacturers and their operations here in the U.S.?
So there's quite a few issues that usually come up. I would say the first one is safety. In China, the factories are very, very far behind what's done in the West in terms of awareness and in terms of systems. Number two, and it's very related, is the lack of training programs. In China, the workforce turns over very, very fast. So they don't want to spend anything on training. And that might be a problem in the US, where there's more of an expectation of getting trained and having opportunities to go up to the next level. I would say number three is maintenance, preventative maintenance, meaning making sure that the equipment can be up and running, will produce quality products. That's something they usually don't do. A big piece of equipment, like in a paper mill, that's not properly maintained might pose some safety issues. Then there's all the issues of communication. Number one would be between management and the employees. China is what they call a high power distance culture, meaning that when the boss speaks, the employee listens and is expected not to talk back. So that might lead to some conflicts and trust issues. The second category would be between the Chinese and non-Chinese. So this Chinese group will probably bring over a number of managers and technicians and engineers to help set it up. But usually Chinese people only extend trust to other people within their inner circle, I would say. And they will have some difficulties actually extending trust to local supervisors and managers, you know, Americans. I would say another problem will be the wages. From what we've seen in the Chinese-owned factories that I've set up in Alabama, they tend to pay below market wages, which is a bit of a problem. And I'm talking for operator level jobs. And the last one is that the whole concept of discrimination is totally foreign to Chinese people. And Americans are very sensitive to it. So there might be some issues here.
So you've identified some potential struggles. Looking to the future, in your opinion, can the Chinese make U.S. plants work, and what kinds of things would be involved?
Well, that's a good question. I would say they should look at what the Japanese have done. The Japanese usually have been very intentional about the way they went into a new market and they set up production facilities there. When they set up a new factory, they would send tens or sometimes hundreds of Japanese who've been in their group for 10, 20, 30 years to shadow the local managers and supervisors and actually give them some coaching along the way. And to ensure that the systems and the culture are, let's say, as similar as they can be.
Okay. Any other thoughts on China's manufacturing strategy and the Arkansas plant?
I think Arkansas should see this in a positive light, simply because it's going to create jobs, it's going to increase the demand for the raw material, and it's going to give a boost to the local economy. Even if they pay, let's say, $10 an hour for operator-level jobs, if people work for that price, why not? And over time, let's hope that it gets higher. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they will pay much higher wages. Every Chinese company is different. So let's not generalize too much. Yeah, that's what I would say.
That was Renaud Angeron, an operations manager with a China-based company that works with manufacturers. He was speaking with KUAR about the Chinese paper mill opening in Arkansas.